Hello and welcome to the second annual Women's Leadership Excellence Forum. On behalf of Capstone Performance Solutions Incorporated and Women in Manufacturing Georgia, I am your host, Amanda Pierce. Excited to be here with you today as we celebrate women in excellence, specifically manufacturing and affiliates. Now I am joined by Kelly Plants, and she is actually on the board of Women in Manufacturing Georgia.
I am.
So tell us about the event today.
Yeah, so it is a leadership event with Dr. Woodward. Claire and Rhonda did a great job putting it together. We have a great panel, but supporting women that are in manufacturing looking to get the skills to go into leadership positions or grow as a leader within their corporations, specifically manufacturing or supporting companies for manufacturers.
How long have you been on the board?
About a year now.
What has been one of your impact moments or takeaways in the year that you've served?
The group of women that are involved with WIM are so supportive and so collaborative. It's something you can't even describe. All the events are truly amazing with networking and then also doing factory tours, learning how manufacturers produce products is always mind-blowing to see. We've been to several different factories and we have a lot of other factory tours set up for this year.
You and I were chatting before I reeled you in for this podcast and you were telling me a little bit about A Priori. Our listeners that have no idea what that is, kind of what you do.
A Priori Technologies, we've been around for 20 years. I'm account executive there. We're a medium-sized business, but really working with manufacturers. Actually, AGCO is one of our customers. So we have a manufacturing platform where you can take your CAD file, throw it into our platform. There's three areas that we focus on. Manufacturability, so understanding, is this product manufacturable, new product design, as well as existing products. What is the best process to manufacture this? And then there's also CO2 wrapped into that. So understanding what is the CO2 consumption for sustainability on products. And then most importantly, we also talk about, pricing and profitability of, what is the price to manufacture this product? We have hundreds of data libraries from around the world telling you what the labor and material costs are for manufacturing that product. So getting a lot of data and insights when you're early on in product design or, looking at existing products, how do we reduce the costs?
How long have you been in the world of manufacturing?
Ooh, for about 8 years now.
What inspired you to take this direction in life?
There are so many reasons why I love manufacturing. Working with engineers and everyone that's out on the shop floor, everyone's looking to solve problems and gain efficiencies. I always think back to my 94-year-old grandfather that started off as a tool and die maker and just so fascinated on how things are made and manufactured. I actually started off at Autodesk and then worked for MSC Software, which is now part of Hexagon, and then Plex by Rockwell. Everything has given me a little bit of a different flavor of understanding how things are manufactured, but engineers are always so smart and brilliant to work with, trying to solve some of the hardest challenges.
So did you go to school for engineering?
No, I wish I would have listened to my dad and gone to school for engineering, but I did go to Purdue University, so it's done me a lot of good, the university. So just being a Purdue Boilermaker definitely helps.
I'm sure your grandpa's proud.
Yes.
So out of those eight, we'll round it up to 10. In your tenure in this world, tell me the coolest tour you've taken, the coolest experience you've had with a customer, or the most unique thing that you might have had a chance to be involved with.
It's interesting because so many manufacturers have such unique challenges, but it's all very similar. That's a hard one to say. It's always the smaller companies that I love seeing and working with because they just need the help as much as possible. I'm trying to think. That's a great question. There's so many great companies.
Why don't you tell me about AGCO? We're sitting here in this beautiful lobby and I see tractors outside, but I truly don't know what AGCO is.
They are a huge producer or manufacturer of anything that deals with farming. So your big cabs, your tractors, the machinery that's going out in the fields. They have a lot of products.
I see that. And there's a lot of fun stuff parked outside. So
Would you drive one?
You know, if I had the knowledge, I would not be scared to. My family lives in Virginia on a farm. So okay. My nephew drives the tractor. It's a big piece of machinery. So
yeah,
we'd have to see. I'd require a little bit of instruction first.
There's a lot of cool autonomous solutions coming out for tractors. I used to work for SketchUp, which was part of Trimble Navigation, and they have some really cool autonomous technology. When we'd go into out in Westminster, Colorado, when you went into the offices, they would have tractors in an empty field just running with no one in the cab. And this was probably, man, back in 2015, 2016, I want to say. So it's very cool seeing that. And I know a lot of other companies are coming out with that same technology.
Autonomous farming equipment. I'll have to keep an eye out for it. Well, hey, if anyone wanted to connect with you and learn about what you do, how could they do so?
Yeah, check out A Priori Technologies or find me on LinkedIn. My name's Kelly Plants. I'm more than happy to connect with you.
Awesome, Kelly. Thanks for joining us here. And we are going to be talking to some more exciting leaders in the manufacturing world here at the Women in Manufacturing event.
Awesome. Thank you.